Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 16th of December, 2023. The Bible reading today is Acts chapter 2, verses 38 to 47. Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." With many other words he warned them, and he pleaded with them, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favour of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Today's article titled "Community in Christ" was written by Anne Cetus. In the southern Bahamas lies a small piece of land called Ragged Island. In the 19th century, it had an active salt industry. But because of a decline in that industry, many people emigrated to nearby islands. In 2016, when fewer than 80 people lived there, the island featured three religious denominations. Yet the people all gathered together in one place for worship and fellowship each week. With so few residents, a sense of community was especially vital for them. The people of the early church felt a crucial need and desire for community as well. They were excited about their newfound faith that was made possible by Jesus' death and resurrection. But they also knew he was no longer physically with them, so they knew they needed each other. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings, to fellowship, and to sharing communion together. They gathered in homes for worship and meals and cared for each other's needs. The church is described in this way. All the believers were one in heart and mind. Filled with the Holy Spirit, they praised God continually and brought the church's needs to him in prayer. Community is essential for our growth and support. Don't try to go it alone. God will develop that sense of community as you share your struggles and joys with others and draw near to him together. Let's pray. I need you and your people, dear God, to help me live the fullest life for you. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Lucy, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.